Harvey over in Bemidji says that the eastern cottonwood catkins are fully distended and their anthers are prominent, but no pollen is being released. This is a good tree to check out if you have cottonwoods in your neighborhood. They have bright red catkins when they first come out, so check those out. And this note came in. It says, a big thank you to Harry Hutchins for sharing the information on tick repellent. A timely topic on the Phenology Show this past week. I and one of the neighbors checked them out online. As Harry mentioned, they are not widely available. We contacted the store and they were great, not bad to put on and take off, good quality and should last a long time. I think Harry and Tornado Bob are a big compliment to your show and, of course, help in keeping you in line. Harry is an educated man, but when he laughs, it can't be duplicated, and you know he is into it totally by then, whatever the subject. It just complements your show, and I think a lot of people feel the same way. Dave, thanks for that note, and I agree with you 100%. Really quickly then, today in Eveleth, if you want to learn how to find, identify, and prepare wild edible plants, Jim DeVries and Bobby Zenner are going to be there. They are Laurentian Environmental Center naturalists. That program begins at 3:30. It lasts till 5 o'clock. It is at the Eveleth Public Library. Dress for the weather. And also, tomorrow night in Brainerd, Play It Again. What are the consequences of a childhood removed from nature? And that will be at 5 p.m. at the Central Lakes College Brainerd campus. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley and Bemidji, and 89.9 Brainerd, 103.9 Ely, and of course, KAXE.org, connecting you to Northern Minnesota.